listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey to entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes. No living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. Now, get ready for the Online Empire Academy podcast.
What's up, Online Empire Academy? I am Joshua Woodward, and I am here with the amazing Steven Peterson. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I don't know about amazing, but boy, that's great. I'll take it.
If you guys don't know Steven, he runs E-Commerce Momentum. It is a fantastic podcast. I've been listening for the last few weeks. We met at Ecom Chicago, and I truly was inspired by his journey and everything he's done. So thank you for being willing to come on the show.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm used to being on this side of the mic, and it's just great to meet a fellow podcaster. I just love it, and it's just added so much to my life. So I'm glad I'm able to share with your audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for your mic too. Sometimes people don't even show up with mics, so I'm happy you have a nice mic.
Yeah, it makes a difference. It sure does.
Well, I kind of wanted to share and wanted you to share just kind of your journey. How did you get started with the e-commerce world, but also podcasting?
Okay. So I'm still a full-time employee. I'm an accountant by trade. I'm a managerial accountant. This means I work for a public company and I handle their business. And so I've been doing that for just a long time in this particular location, 10 years. And I have a younger son who's now in college. And so I guess it was about maybe 2006, 2008, started selling on eBay, you know, and just to make some extra money on the side, and enjoyed it. I mean, really enjoyed it, and I got pretty good at it. And so I was, you know, going along, and somehow it led to Amazon, you know, started selling books kind of like everybody. And I remember going to a book sale, and I saw some guy with a little scanner, and I'm like, what's that thing, right? And at that time, I was in contact with somebody from Amazon. I don't know how. Him and I just clicked, and I was shooting back a note. And I'm like, hey, I was at some book thing, and this guy had a scanner. He said, oh, Steve, they're out there. Go look. Boom. I went looking. And at that time, I ended up with, I think it was called A Seller Tool. I think they're still in business, but it was the old PDA. Somewhere around my warehouse here, I have these PDAs. And it was the database, since you could do books. So that's all I thought I could do. And then it evolved into, I'm like, ooh, this will work on toys, the same database. And so, I'll start selling toys. And then it allowed me to sell, I forget what else, music and DVDs and stuff, but there was something else that allowed me to. And so I was selling on Amazon 2008, I guess it was. In 2009, I started FBA. And that just blew my mind because it was like, oh my gosh, you could send all my stuff there and I don't have to do the shipping. So, you know, that's been an evolution, but I'm still working full time. Still to this day, I still work full time. But, you know, we've grown it. My wife helps me. We've grown it. We have almost, and I'm not boasting, so I don't want to come across this way, but I can talk the talk because we have almost 5,000 SKUs on eBay.
Wow.
And people are blown away with that. And so a SKU, right, a stock keeping unit, is just one style of an item. And so sometimes I bought some stores, and I'll buy a hobby store, for example, and they'll have 26 of the same model. Well, it's one listing on eBay, but I have stacked in my warehouse 26 high. And so I don't know how many thousands of items we have for sale. But that business has really done well. eBay is alive and well, and I still enjoy it. And I've even used a VA from the Philippines to help me do my listings. He literally would do all my listings, and he was pumping out so many, I had to have him stop because I'm like, I can't handle more than 5,000 listings. That's a lot of shipping. I ship about 35 items a week.
Wow.
I shipped 2,000 items last year, and I loved it. I mean, it's, you know, there's efficiencies. I gave a talk this earlier this year in Baltimore, and I explained it, and I showed pictures, and people are like, how do you do it? And I'm like, well, if you think about it, if you sell similar items, you can gain efficiencies. You buy the same size boxes, right? You can go get free boxes. That's work. You can buy the boxes. They're 50 cents a piece. You price it in. But if you use the same size boxes for, you know, maybe three or four standard, you can really efficiently just pack that stuff out. Well, I'm an accountant, so inventory is pretty good for me, right? So I have an inventory system, and I have in my listings, if you ever saw a listing and it had a number and a code in it, it might be mine. And that allows me to efficiently find those items every single day and just pound them out, right? And so that's really worked really well. And then, you know, Amazon FBA, we've been doing that for so long. You know, you get to a process of that too. You know, you get to the point where you know what you're buying, you buy it, you pack it, you ship it, and you send it out. I have used some shipping services like John Bullard, my inventory team down in Tennessee. Great experience with them. But, you know, I use them for oversized stuff now. I can process it so much faster myself because I just don't have to buy as much, you know. So that's kind of how I got into the e-commerce world. And then, you know, I started meeting Andy Slammons. If you have not heard of Andy Slammons, listen to one of my interviews with him. He's my first interview. But Andy and I became friends. He lives about 25 miles from me. And we were one of the first two people to go out sourcing together. And back then, it was like, oh my God, you both of you went to the same store. How did you handle it? We're like, neither one of us need the money. It was kind of like, yeah, no big deal, right? We became friends. And so we really... talk about it all the time, you know, and so it just started getting bigger and bigger and started talking to more people. He introduced me to a whole bunch of people. And the more I talk to people, the more I like to talk about things. And so the podcast just seemed like a natural thing because I'm not a great writer. I'm okay. And I do blog a little bit on my site, but I love talking about this stuff. I just finished an interview just before we're getting on this interview. Man, I learned something every time I talk to somebody. And what was cool was this guy said, he was at the Ecom Chicago conference, and he said that he was listening to me. He said, it sounds like two guys, two friends talking. That's the way your interviews come across. And that's really what I'm looking for because that's what it feels like to me. Mm-hmm. And so that's how it's evolved. And I just love it. And I don't know if I'm ever going to stop. I'm doing two a week, which is a pretty aggressive thing on top of all that I do. So I have a pretty busy life.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I was amazed when we had talked a little bit. I was absolutely amazed that you were doing two a week because I do one a week and it's a lot on top of, you know, webinars and everything else we have going with the business. So I can't even imagine running a full-time job, a full-time eBay and Amazon business and then podcasting on top of it. What have you found are some of your exciting moments and then some of your just like super draining moments with doing podcasts?
You know, I think podcasting, I mean, I think it's a grind, right? So it is, you know, it's 2 days a week for me. And so that does take a commitment. It's 2 days a week of interviewing. My first podcast interview was with Andy Slammons, as I mentioned. It took me 5 hours. So about an hour to record, right? But then the editing process comes in. And, you know, what people don't realize is that, you know, if to get it down to 52 minutes, you have a sponsor, you have an intro, an outro, and all those different things. It's a lot of work placing them together. Now I've gotten efficient. I can probably knock one out in an hour and a half, you know, and so you get a lot more efficient. But I think that's probably the hardest part is learning the software. There's a lot of different software pieces that I use to put it together. I had no clue how to do it. I did do John Lee Dumas's course, and he gave me all the advice. He's like, do it this way, that, and it's so cool to be able to deal with a guy like that and so successful. He was really helpful. But I think some of the challenges are I have no trouble finding people. I think my biggest challenge is getting to them. I have so many people I want to talk to. And I'll go to a conference and I, you know, Ecom Chicago, for example, you know, I met 6 people that I want to interview. Here's another story though. It was an uncomfortable moment. I was in Louisville at CES. And I'm at a party and this woman walks up to me. She says, oh, I like your podcast. You should interview me. And I'm like, okay. And that was really uncomfortable because it's like, okay, everybody sells, right? What the goal of my podcast is to help people get unstuck. If your story is that you buy stuff and you sell stuff, you know, nothing personal, but that's pretty common, right? You're looking for something, somebody who's doing a little something you know, or extraordinary or unusual. And so dealing with that was very uncomfortable. the other thing I find uncomfortable is the little bit of notoriety you get with it. You know, I mean, it's uncomfortable when somebody walks up to you and said, I just listened to 8 hours of you on the way here. I'm like, I'm sorry. My wife won't listen to 8 hours of me, man. I can't listen to 8 hours of me, you know, but that's a little uncomfortable too, you know? So again, I think the biggest challenge that I have is trying to get to everybody I want to get to. I still haven't gotten to Chris Green. Him and I keep talking. We're like, you know, I mean, he's like one of the biggest ones in Samco, and I've got all these great people that I just can't fit them in because I'm limited in my schedule because I do have a job. So I do have to schedule it around my schedule.
Ah, that's so good. And I think, you know, there's so many people out there who, you know, my New Year's resolution was to start a podcast. And I'm like, yeah, my New Year's resolution was to not be sitting behind a desk. But like, you know, that's it's part of my joy now is my job stopped being as much being behind a desk and more about talking with people. And my favorite thing is interpersonal communication. And when we had a chance to talk, I was so excited because it seems like you thrive on it. And I'm sure all the listeners have felt that just as you're talking of like, no, you actually love doing this. And I love that you have a vision with what you're doing that it's not sporadic. What would you say to the viewer who wants to get into podcasting or frankly, just wants to get into the e-com world? What would you suggest to them?
Well, it depends. So e-com, that's a big, broad subject, right? And so the podcast, let's break them down separately. So what I tell people now, so somebody says, oh, you sell on eBay. Oh, can you teach me eBay? No, I can't teach eBay, right? I just can't. It's a lot more complicated than that. Can you teach me how to sell on Amazon? No, I can't do that either. And some of the best advice, you know, and I have a great story I'll tell you in a little bit, but it comes from the podcast. And so, you know, because you all get those questions, how do you deal with them, right? So the best advice was, if you're interested in selling on Amazon, go buy Chris Green's book. That's what I want you to do, okay? I want you to go buy Chris Green's book, his arbitrage book. Find some crap in your house to sell it. Once you get it set up and you get some selling and you hit $500 in sales, come back to me and I'll help you. That'll get rid of 95% of the people asking you. And it's not that I don't want to help them. I want to help people who want to be helped. I'll give you a hand up. I'm not going to give you a handout. You know, I mean, I don't want to do that because I don't think I'm going to, you know, the teach to fish concept, right? I want you to move forward, but you got to want to move forward. You got to reach on your own to really have success. Otherwise, you're going to find out, wait, this is hard work. Oh, I thought they were just going to hand me $100 bills. Well, they don't. So I think that, you know, read Chris Green's book. If you do and you're getting forward with it, then I want you to read Amy Fearman's book. Great book. It has a lot of details exactly how to do things, right? Go forward with that. If you want to sell on eBay, there's a ton of great books out there. There's a great podcast out there. We met him in Ecom Chicago. Great eBay guy, right? That's a great place to go. Learn how to do some of that stuff. I can help you advance. I can help you with the inventory. I can help you on the accounting side. I can help you with the advanced subjects if you really want to scale it up. But you've got to really do the work, right? And you got to invest in it. And so that's what I would tell people. Now, as for podcasting, it fascinates me how many people want a podcast now that I'm podcasting, you know, because they're like, oh, and I guess I get that shiny object syndrome too. I love to talk about this stuff. So I can understand they do too, and they want to talk about it. But then you realize that it takes time. I mean, it's like anything else. It takes time. So, you know, I think John's course was like $2,000. You know, so I spent $2,000 on that course. I bought a mic, as you see, those mics, and I've got more than one mic. You've got a lot of software. You know, my fees are several $100 a month. I'm investing in it because I'm trying to build something for the future, right? And you got a website and you got all those things. If you love it, I'd say go for it. I try it, you know, do some interviews with other people and see how it goes. Ask to be a host for somebody else. Hey, Josh, you're going on vacay next year. Could I sit in for you? You know, let me try it, because guess what? It might be a little harder than you think. And you might be like, you know what? I'm uncomfortable. I don't know what to say. I get better at it every time I do it. I know I do, because these people give me these great answers and my mind races to the next question because I'm like, oh my God, I never thought of that. I'm not that smart. I got to find out what this guy knows, you know? And it's so cool, you know? So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you're saying, just that it is time. I wish that I could communicate so much of that better, of like, because people come back to me. I recently talked with a guy. I met him at a coffee shop and he wanted to know more. And I was like, great. Yeah, let's meet. And at the end, he was like, well, I have capital, but I don't have time. And it's like that you usually have one of the two problems. It's either capital or time. And I thought it was so interesting because he wasn't willing to give up his time. And I was like, then you don't really want to be in this business. And so for those of you who are listening, it really is true. Like, you can always find time. And there are always ways to make more money. It's what your heart wants to be behind that's really important. And I think that it's infectious when you finally find that. And I think it's so cool hearing you talk about longevity, building something long for the longevity, because that is what infects you daily. It's why I continue to do what I do, and it's why you continue doing what you do.
I had two great interviews. I did an interview with Joy Packard, and Joy is this amazing woman, 9 kids. I mean, just an amazing woman. Just every time I talk with her, I get more enthusiastic just talking with her. And she just said, Steve, you know, we got to help people figure out their why. Why are they doing it, right? Why do you want to sell on Amazon? Why do you want to sell on eBay? Do you want to make money, or do you want to have freedom? Mm-hmm. Now, freedom, it means a lot of different things to different people. You got little kids, freedom means a lot more doing things for them than it does me where my kids are gone, right? Freedom is a different thing. I also interviewed Dan Miller, and Dan Miller of Dave Ramsey fan, you know, fame, right? So Dan Miller is a New York Times bestseller, right? Or 3 books he's written, New York Times bestsellers. He's got a huge podcast, right? 15,000 members in his group, 48 Days to the Work You Love. And he said, you know, Steve, I did terrestrial radio for 6 years, a show a week, 52 weeks a year. I never missed a show. I did he still does it. I did a newsletter every single week for 12 years now. He sends out a weekly newsletter. He does his podcast. He went from terrestrial radio 6 years ago to a podcast. He's done it for that for 6 years. So 12 years, imagine 12 years of podcasting, 12 years of newsletters. And people say to him, boy, you're lucky, Dan, that you're doing so well. And he's like, 12 years? Never missed, and I'm lucky? I don't think so. It's hard work. That's what it was. Hard work.
Man, that's so powerful. Would you recommend this to people?
You know, I guess if I could write better, I would probably write a lot more, because I the stuff can't come out fast enough. I talk so fast. I talk my hands. I think you got to find out your why, right? So what do you want to do? What's your, and not an end game, because, you know, I always coach my kids the same way. It's like, don't plan the rest of your life, please. You know, life's going to change so much, and you want to change. You want to change with it, right? As you grow, let your soul grow, you know, and let things move, right? So I think that you figure out, why would you want to do this? If you want to go in and learn how to sell, you know, Brett's group, your group, amazing people. They will teach you all that. But there's more to selling than just selling. It gets old, because selling becomes a job, right? You can leave a job. If you have a job, you can go get another job, right? If you love it, it won't be work. So if you want to talk to people and you want a podcast, or you want to write, or whatever your why is, it will not be work, and you'll know it. I just interviewed, I'm drawing a blank. Oh my God. Robin Johnson. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I just did her interview. It just came out this past week. I talked to so many people. I did an interview just a little while ago. But what was so cool about what she said was that, you know, you've got to figure out sometimes that this isn't what you want to do. So when you start something and you try it and you're not really digging it, that's sometimes better than it being a great instant success, because now you can chalk it off and say, off my list. That I don't want to do again. And I think there's some power in that, because everybody sees, you know, oh, you know, you guys are so successful. Josh, you're such a successful podcaster. It must be easy. It must be. No, you have a gift for it, right? You have a natural talent for it, and it comes across that way. Not everybody has it, and not everybody's cut out for it. And so sometimes try it. If it's not working, that's okay. It doesn't mean you failed. It just means that that's not your thing. Something else.
Gosh, it's so good. That's so good. I got like a list of notes over here.
Oh, no.
What What are the do's and don'ts? So I'm like, you know, I'm gonna give it a go. What are some of the do's and don'ts that you would suggest to people?
You know, I got asked today whether I would consider doing a daily podcast. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, is the audience there for a daily podcast? I'm not going to do it. And, you know, I think about it and I don't know, maybe it'll work, but I don't think I want to give that up. Right. So that's a don't for me. I don't want to give up the one thing that I don't have a lot of. It's time. You already said that was your advice. And I follow it too, is that I only have so much time. I'm not giving it up for that. Do I think I can get there? Maybe, you know? So I think that's one thing. I think not. I just did another great interview and with Scott Zilke, and Scott said, you got to do what you do. Don't do what Steve does, because what Steve does might work for Steve. Might not be. Some people might be turned off by it, but it seems to be working for him and he's enjoying it. You might not like it. So do what you want to do, right? And so what Josh does with audio and video, I don't do. I do audio only. I'm more comfortable with it. I can record it when I want. I can edit it. I can do whatever I want. That's better for me. So that's the video won't work for me. All right. And so I think that's the lesson. That's what you want to do. What works for you, and then do it.
So good. Oh man. I think my takeaways from this are find out your why. I think is my biggest one. Is so many people, you know, the question in your heart, it's like, why am I here? Why am I doing it? It's like, no, literally just figure out why you're doing what you're doing. I think, you know, one of the questions that I continually come back to, and Brett and Dean ask me all the time, is why are you doing the Online Empire Academy podcast? Why are you working with us? Why are you doing this? And they challenge me. They're fantastic, fantastic partners to work with, because it continually comes back as I'm doing it because I love it. I'm doing it because I love the people and because I love the interactions that I get to have. And that's my why. So, I mean, that's one of mine. The other one that I'm taking away is you have to figure out what you want to do. You just said it. Like, figure out what it is that you want to do. Don't go do whatever the next guru. There's always going to be another guru. If I found anything in the last 3 years of working with Brett, it's that somebody else comes through the pipeline at least once a month with a new idea and a brand new concept. And it's like, you know, honestly, at the end of the day, it only works if you take your time or your money and invest in it.
Mm. And I you know, it's funny. I did this, right? And you're the first one to hear this. This is true. I've done 40 interviews, 40 successful people, right? That's who I've interviewed. I'm interviewing successful e-commerce sellers. Their average sales have been $482,000. Wow. That's the average successful seller, right? And they will this year do $840,000. So a 74% improvement is what they're thinking they're going to do, right? But the point is that they don't, some of them are private label sellers. Some of them are wholesale. Some of them are retail arb. Some of them are e-commerce only. It's a myriad. They all work. And I think that's what you're saying. All these methods will work. You don't have to go see, you know, Andy Slavitz will help you be a successful private label. Brett will help you be a successful private label. That's not what I want to do. Guess what? Steve does private label, but I buy it from somebody else. So it's really I'm buying wholesale because I don't want to do that. They will all work. But as you said, you've got to put your time into it and then enjoy it, because otherwise it's a job. You don't need a job, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, what would your ending words of wisdom be for anybody out there who's doing this, who is going to follow their why? What are your ending words of wisdom for them?
Well, I think, you know, I love I think that time, since time is the biggest constraint we all have, right? I think that's the reason you've got to find your why, because you're only on this earth for so long, right? You know, as at my Rotary meeting this morning, I'm sitting with a group of guys that we sit and have breakfast, you know, every week. And we're talking about, he said, oh yeah, my office manager, her husband was the one killed in the motorcycle accident last week. And I'm like, the young guy, 48 years old. I'm like, oh my God. He's younger than I am. He's younger than the guy I'm sitting with. I'm like, and he said, you know, just whatever happened, happened. You know, it was nothing anybody did. And it's like, oh my goodness. You know, it's very it's a very awakening thing to think about that, you know, your time could be up and you'll live your life with regrets, right? Because you didn't figure out your why. And more importantly, once you did figure it out, you didn't give it the effort and the energy it really takes to be successful. So my advice to people is, you know, figure out your why. Know that the first thing you try isn't the last thing you'll do. I hope not. I hope you evolve as everything else evolves. And I think that that's what life is supposed to be. My good friend, Andy Slamons, always says, bring joy to others, right? Bring joy to others. That comes across if you're loving what you do, you know? And so I just think that find out your why, enjoy it, and just live life.
Gosh, find your
deep
why.
As it gets.
Oh, man. Find your why and bring joys to others. Those are notes I'm keeping. I'm putting those on my wall. That's so good. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being on the show. Where can people find you? What's the best place?
It's the easiest place is ecommercemomentum.com. It's a podcast. It comes out a couple times a week. I talk a lot, so you know, you'll hear me. But I talk to the coolest people. And every time I talk to them, I'm always amazed, you know, and I sit back and say, wow, you know, I usually leave these podcasts and I go upstairs and my wife's like, oh my God. You're pumped, aren't you? I'm like, I'm jazzed, man. These people are so inspiring. If you want some inspiration in your life and you want to hear people who have done it and it's not easy and they've made mistakes, they're human, they're just like you and I, that's what you'll get. You know, it costs nothing. Just, I love talking about it. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get something from it. You can reach out to me there. There's a link on there to talk with me or what have you. But, you know, just come and take a listen and see if you can get something from it.
Yeah, I love it. It's been an inspiration to me, and there truly are amazing guests every week. And you know, being a podcaster, I can appreciate when somebody's putting out good content, and you absolutely are. And I can endorse that all day long.
That's very kind of you. You're being very generous. I appreciate that.
Well, Empire, if you want to know more about us, you can follow us on Facebook. You can also go onto iTunes and Stitcher Radio and YouTube. Comment, like it, do whatever you want. We're here and we are a resource for you guys to come and learn. So please, if you want to know more about Steven and everything he's doing, please follow, look at what we have. Well, it'll be all in the notes, but yeah, thank you again for coming on. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. Hey, best wishes.
Absolutely. Until next time, Empire, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, help us make more by rating us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We'll see you next time.